RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Just after 7 o'clock on Memorial Day Saturday, we welcome you in to Tee to Green, another edition, your local spot for the best golf talk in Western New York, right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We are in Amherst at Glen Oak Golf Course. Pleased to be with us here, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, and also making up our round table this morning, Western New York PGA Pro and new owner of the Glen Oak Golf Course, Tim Fries. We'll start with Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Bri.
Thanks for having us here.
This is great. This is fun. What a beautiful morning here.
When I heard the news that you were going to be taking over the golf course here, this is one of my first images. I'm like, I picture us doing the show right here.
Right in the patio. I don't have my cool glasses like Jeff and Kevin here. But
that's right.
Well, you're not as cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm sure they sell you a pair in the pro shop. You might get a discount.
$19.99. Sure.
That's right. Kevin, good morning. Happy holiday Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, great to be here. You know, I grew up in the town Waterloo, not far from here, the birthplace of Memorial Day. So this is always a huge weekend in the town that I grew up in. So I consider Fredonia my hometown because I was born there, and the first year of my life was there and went to school there, but I grew up in Waterloo, New York, so everybody headed that way or from Waterloo listening, there's a few people in Buffalo area. It's a big weekend for Waterlooans.
Cool. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not sure that's what we call ourselves.
Of course, are a part of the course here as well.
Yep. And, yeah, it's been fun. I get to do different things than I would normally do as just a normal golf professional. I get to mow grass and things like that are actually quite a bit of fun.
He was on a big Jacobson yesterday.
Yeah, I was on a $57,000 riding mower. Talk about trying to be careful. It's like 9 of my cars. So
yeah.
How many blades are on that?
There's 3 decks.
Okay. Enough to hurt you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 11 feet in a pass. These are the things I'm learning now. It's been fun.
Very cool. Anyway, we got a big show here coming up over the course of the next hour. Obviously, we're going to talk about Glen Oak, and for those of you that are familiar with the course, we'll talk about some of the, maybe the new exciting stuff that's coming here. We also have the Section 6 golf champion to join us for a few minutes on the phone, Ben Spitz from Orchard Park High School. The Section 6 golfers had their annual championships this week at River Oaks, and we'll talk to Ben, who ended up coming out on top in just a few minutes here at 7:20. Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome at 7:30, and you're going to want to listen in because they have some really new, exciting, expanded things going on there. If you don't know about it, he'll tell you, and we're going to have another prize giveaway, so be ready for that here along the way. And we have some things to look at, the Senior PGA Championships going on, and we have one of Western New York PGA's own playing in it, Kurt Stauffer, who we mentioned last week. We were at his place at Pine Acres in Bradford back at the end of April, so we'll let you know how he's doing as well. And along the way, of course, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, information on the Duster Challenge coming up here, our Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel Majors contest is back as the U.S. Open is coming up in a few weeks, so we've got a lot to get to here.
All in an hour, huh?
So yeah, everybody, how are we going to do it?
Everybody keep in line here.
Brian, but for the folks on Facebook Live, they
And we're on Facebook Live, T to Green.
Yeah, they noticed Brian looking at me just saying, hey, let's stay focused here. Don't take this off the rails, Kevin. Okay. Can I start out with a quick question for the gentleman here at Glen Oak, who, you know, have spent, good 20-some-odd years being great head professionals at private clubs and other courses, but now being owner, operating manager, Tim, we'll start with you, and Jeff, I want your answer to, what have you learned that surprised you from owning the golf course and the entire facility as opposed to having been the directors of golf and just, part of the running the golf operation?
I don't know, Jeff. I would think we got to see how it was run for all these years at our mm-hmm. private clubs, our 25-year pins in the PGA. We got to see how these things were run, but we never wore that hat. Now when you wear that hat, I consider it kind of a blank slate. Mm-hmm. We get to look out and say, what did Robert Trent Jones initially think of this golf course, or mm-hmm. for that matter, a Donald Ross at a CCB? What was their intention? So we get to look out and say, I think he intended this. You look on plans. I think they intended this. Here's sight lines. So we're trying to clear out some sight lines, and it involves a tree management program. We're going to plant some trees in certain spots,
right.
And others, they probably shouldn't be there. So wearing the big hat, you put it all together, from the food and beverage operation to the golf operation to the grounds operation. Our grounds crew is so loyal and so good at what they do. We're just enhancing. I don't consider them maintenance people. That means maintain. We're enhancers and improvers. So that's what we want to do here at Glen Oak, is make it better for the customers in the community here at Amherst. So Jeff and I, we put our heads together daily, hopping on mowers and getting blowers out and learning how to use chainsaws. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we get to do things that we think are fun, or we think golfers might be fun. We put a car on the range so you can try to beam that and break some windows. We understand what a golf course should look like from being at some of the best facilities in Western New York, and we're trying to make our facility along a par with that. And just the experience of day-to-day, the golfers are definitely different. I never saw jeans on a golf course before.
Right.
Yeah, but it's been really, really fun, and to not have to work through committees or worry about all the other stuff and just worry about people having a good time when they play golf has been great.
Yeah, and then the customers coming here, we understand that just like you want to go out to dinner with your wife and family later, it's a choice that you're going to go. We think it's a choice to play golf here in Western New York, so I thank every customer for coming, and hopefully they come back when they leave, try to make their experience here a little bit better, and we just keep enhancing what we're doing. So just to thank customers for coming because they have that choice, it feels pretty good to do that, and to shake hands and give out some giveaways and stand on the range. So.
Kiss babies.
Yeah.
I thought I saw the video, Jeff, on Twitter with the car on the range, which is cool, although the staff didn't like the election of whoever was the last to work's car at the park on the range.
It's true. No, that was a cool video, no doubt. We're here at Glen Oak in Amherst. Thanks for being with us on Tee to Green on WGR. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, and PGA Pro Tim Freeze. Jeff and Tim, a part of Glen Oak here, part of the new ownership team. And here's what's also, of course, what you walk into as well. This golf course is, you mentioned the designer. You got a good golf course. Like, beyond all the other things about mowing and digging and cutting and food and beverage and all this other stuff,
If they were building, they'd say it has good bones.
You have
good
that's
bones.
That's the HGTV show, Good Bones, those shows. Yeah, you've got good bones here, which is a nice start.
You were mentioning the high school championships, and I got to play back in high school, and sure enough, mine was here at Glen Oak. I remember sitting there on the 10th tee, and they announced you to the tee, and here you go, number such-and-such on your team, and I proceeded to top my first two tee shots right in the crick here on 10. And then you try to recover around here, but you know what's in front of you. Everybody knows Glen Oak here in the area. It's going to be 50 years old next year. Mm-hmm. And Trent Jones was here designing this, and he designed Craigburn at the same time.
Well, we were there, last week, yeah.
Yep. That's exactly it, yeah. So he had some visions of what he did, and from taking pretty much a flat piece of land and incorporating Ransom Creek and Black Creek throughout, putting some ponds in, and Jeff and I are looking at all of that. How can we make the hazards, heartbeats go up when you see some water, and there's places here that you're supposed to see the water, just like at TPC, and if that entire 17th hole was surrounded by sand or grass, it probably wouldn't be as dramatic as it is now surrounded by water. So we try to enhance some of our lines, some of our red lines and gold, yellow lines for hazards and some of our stakes. We want people to kind of see the water and see where the hazards are. Probably with the rule changes coming here January 1st, 2019, some of our stakes are going to take on different colors next year. So in anticipation of that, with our men's association, we like to do some rule seminars and tell them what Glen Oak will eventually look like. But we want some heartbeats to go up on some of our hazards. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a good golf. 50 trees have gone down. They just started to encroach over the years in the playing area, and they were just in places that no architect would have ever placed them. So the little things like that, you know, every year we hope to make the operation better, and we think we're achieving that.
All right, which hole out here have you found to be maybe you had a favorite before? A lot of people like the seventh hole here because of the risk-reward on that par four. But maybe another hole that you've grown to appreciate even more working on it, and looking at the original designs and saying, you know what, we want to bring this hole back to what Robert Jones intended.
I'm going to throw over the 18th right at it. I like to start a golf course kind of fun, and here it is, a par 5 that you start off. You can have a mistake or two and still start off pretty good. The 18th, the finishing hole, just as Jeff just pointed out, it was encroached by some trees. So we took out some oaks. And some ash are unfortunately dying here in the area, so we're trying to open up that entire sight line. We want people to say, boy, what a finishing hole that was, because you're literally hitting over a creek to start, another creek on a second shot, and then a pond on your third shot. It's hard enough as it is, but how can we make it even better so that we can open up those lines, and from the tee you can see, hey, do I want to take a little risk and take on one of the creeks? And depending on the tee structure you're going to play, Jeff and I are trying to put in more tee structures, actually. We like to have some family tees, and so more families and more kids can come out, play the appropriate yardage, and as we move up all our tees here eventually, we'll have 7 tee structures, so it'll be appropriate for all ages, for all abilities to play the golf course. And that 18th should be just the same. So as a child might come out here and it's a par 5, that distance should be appropriate for him or her to play when they come out.
That hole is probably one that you've gotten a lot of opinions from on, because a lot of people thoughts on how to play it,
just say
what
it, Brian,
to do with it. Well, just a whole bunch of things. What tees to play it from. Yeah. Like, all sorts of stuff. That 18 is definitely one. You want buzz and talk? That's the hole.
It's certainly less controversial now because of what we did to it. Yeah. It was a difficult hole to navigate your way through, to know where to hit it, to know where to hit your next shot. Having knocked down a bunch of trees, cleared it out, got it to the original design, it's definitely less controversial. There's no one complaining anymore, it seems like. I think we made good changes to that hole.
Yeah. Years ago, we filmed a segment on TD Green with Mike Zupa, who's continues to work here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we played it from the tips, the back tees. And I think it was a great hole from the back, because there was no question, hitting driver from the back there, because I couldn't reach the water. But from any of the other tees forward, it was decision time, and it was very precise decision time, I always felt. Because even if you played it out to the right towards that bunker, you're such a long, long way away from home. But clearing out trees, and I think it brings driver into play for more players.
Yeah, it depends on, again, your appropriate level. So on the driving range, eventually, there'll be some targets, and those targets will be colored. And depending on how far you can fly your ball, carry your ball with a driver, that's the tee structure you should play. So on the 18th hole, I kind of think with the hazards on both sides, that you should have a driver in your hand in that hole, and that means an appropriate tee. It's tough to lay up on a par 5 off the tee. I just never thought that was the right idea. But right here, it's about 69 6920 on a yardage for the championship tees. We'd like to enhance that, get it over 7,000 yards. Probably we can put that over, get it close to 7,200 with, we're going to put some stakes behind tees, and those are the eventual championship tees. And so the third tee out here, dogleg left, we're going to use that as a championship tee for 18. So that means a clearance. You got to clear about 240 yards on that first crick. That'll be a challenge. Now you have to squeeze it in just a championship tee, but that's appropriate for the Justin Thomases of the world. He's going to be back there. He's going to clear that, no problem. But then he's got decision time on the second shot. He can see the par 5 green. It's a small green, a small target, but give him that chance. But that's not appropriate for someone that's going to come out and hit it 150 yards in the air. That's not the appropriate tee.
Tee it forward.
Tee it forward.
Tee it forward.
Tee to green here live at Glen Oak in Amherst. Thanks for being with us here on Memorial Day weekend. As we, of course, celebrate all of the lives that have been lost, well, and honor them for all of us that have given us freedoms to be here and play golf and enjoy things like that. Let's quick side note on that. I know that Memorial Day weekend, we mention, of course, and talk about the lives that were lost, but also at the time, too, it's also a time to honor some of our military personnel, and I know that you guys continuously through the Western Europe PGA do great work with that. I know, Jeff, especially, like that's one of your big focuses, I know, as part of being a Western York PGA pro.
Yeah, we're working on the Hope Foundation. Thursday night we got started teaching some vets here at Glen Oak. We offer a discount, 10% discount for any veterans. You just show some ID and you get 10% off your round here at Glen Oak. But it is something I'm passionate about.
Yep.
And I do think it, you know, nothing makes you feel better. You know, we work Thursday night with these guys. You know, it's I get way more out of it than they ever would. You know, I would do it every day if I could. It's just such a neat experience, and to meet these guys and to hear their stories is one of the coolest parts of getting together and doing those shows. But yeah, we do have a passionate, you know, we are passionate about honoring our military.
Well, Jeff is a veteran, military veteran.
Yes, absolutely. Say that.
You know, I want to mention that too. So thank you for your service.
Thank you. Yes.
Good call there on that, Kev. Yes. Back to the golf course here at Glen Oak. I know, Tim, in our conversations we've had beyond the golf course and what you're doing to maybe make it an even more enjoyable experience, I know there's some other things that you're just doing to the facility itself and ideas you have to make it a really, really complete package in terms of that fun experience that you're going to want to come back here, even for maybe beyond just hitting a shot on a hole.
Yeah, this is where we all start making funny faces of all the sticky notes on walls and all the ideas that whether they're crazy or not. We like to think that this is an opportunity for the entire community to enjoy the facility, and eventually we like this to be a PGA Reach facility, which enhances some of the veterans. We're going to have some parking only for active and veterans that are going to come to play the golf course for a junior space here. We've got a lot of programs that we'd like to launch for the juniors, as well as be diverse and inclusive here at the course as well. So to me, I think even going off on a Saturday morning, if you could show me you could play in about 4 hours, it doesn't matter who you are or what level you are, just kind of zoom around. That's the only thing I ask here. We'd like to try to enhance that by clearing out trees, clearing out areas, cutting down the rough. We feel we've cut about 15 minutes already off the rounds. But in addition to that, we've got some neat plans for the clubhouse. Jeff's brother at Bacchus Restaurant downtown has really enhanced our food and beverage operations, and he's got some big plans. So together, we'd like to see something a little bit more there on the deck. There's about 20,000 front doors within about 15 minutes of Glen Oak. And so why couldn't you come here, have a bite to eat? There's a baseball diamond across. Lou Gehrig, come on over here.
Which is always mobbed.
Which is always mobbed. That's right. So at some point, we'd like to have a nice second deck over there, some fire pits. We like to have a lot of fun here, and we'll make an agreement with Uber and come out here and pick us all up and take us home.
They don't sell beer at Lou Gehrig.
They
either.
Do not. No.
They don't really at any, you know, but there's some games they ought to. I'm just kidding. You got to get that Spanish Bay experience going on here. You know, the fire, the little fire pit things, the bagpipes coming up, you know.
No bagpipes.
I'm
just coming back. That's what's nice
like
about
the,
doing this. I can beat that. No
I already
bagpipes.
Like the little clock you placed out there on the first tee.
The clock on the first tee. Last week we had some fun with our men's association. They can join here at Glen Oak and be part and get a handicap, and we've got some nice events for them. But I did announce, I put my PGA jacket on, and I announced them to the tee. And funny, when you ask them, you know, where you're from, they go, well, I live in Clarence. I go, well, where were you born? And they said, well, Lexington, Kentucky. And I go, all right, now on the tee, 10-12 starting time from Lexington, Kentucky. Brian Cozio. Well, they've never been announced to the tee before. They thought that was kind of a cool thing. So Jeff and I want to just enhance what we've done, kind of make this a kind of a community golf course, and hopefully one day people that come out here to Glen Oak are really going to notice some changes. We're having fun. Again, it's a blank slate.
Well, I think that one thing that I'm excited about hearing from you is that I live in Amherst, so this is a close facility to me. I love playing this course, but sometimes you get nervous because you're talking about, well, how long is the round going to take? And for you to say that you guys are doing things to make sure that it's not going to be the 5.5 hour round that people sometimes do dread talking about when they say we're going to a public facility, like that you're going to, you guys are really focused on something like that. That's going to really, that's a huge factor. We talk about it all the time on the show. What is one detriment to people just playing and enjoying golf? It's time.
Yeah.
Everyone's time is so precious these days with everything. And sometimes a half hour in a round, whether that extends an extra 30 minutes or you're out of here earlier or vice versa, like that, that can really help enjoy the experience. It entices you to want to come back to the same course again. And it also, Kev, I'm sure as you would know, it also helps on the home front with getting out to play again. If you
You know, as you were saying that, I'm just thinking, like, who out there, like, I love being on golf courses, right? It's, you know, how I make my living is on golf courses, as you guys do. Like, it's a great setting, but I don't want to be out there for 5 hours playing. And how many times?
Just takes one, Kev.
I'm just like, if some golfers listening, look, there isn't a single golfer out there that wants to be out there over 4.5 hours tops, right?
Well,
the faster you play, usually the better you play. If you're trying to hide from somebody, that's where you go and hang over there at the 19th hole by that great deck over here at Glen Oak. You don't hide on the golf course, okay? I'm just saying.
Well,
Keep it going.
We've spaced out the tee times a little bit, which always helps pace of play, and we're monitoring it. We've been sending people. You know, occasionally you'll get someone who will slow it up. We just ask them to step aside and let faster groups play through if you're struggling or something like that. And that's okay. I run a Get Golf Ready program, which is introducing. I got 14 women starting this week to learn to play golf. They've never played golf before. And one of the first things we talk about is no one cares how bad you play as long as you play fast.
Correct.
Yes.
So, and that's one of the barriers for people when they get introduced to the game. So,
hey, if you got to pick up on a hole to keep up, you know what? There's a system in the handicap that accounts for that.
The worst thing I see out there that I've noticed here is there's a lot of people giving lessons on the golf course. That's when I drive up and give them my card and say, "Why don't you play a little faster here, and we'll work on this after the round." But yeah, we have noticeably affected the pace of play. You know, we're still working on things to make it better, but it has gotten better And as we tick along, we're going to get better and better at it.
You just make people aware that if everyone that goes off this tee or anybody listening that comes to Glen Oak, our focus is on just enjoying yourself. And one of those is just like you said, boy, there's nothing like zooming around on a golf course. Yeah. If you play earlier here in the morning, if you're one of the rabbits, you betcha you can zoom around. But if it's on a Sunday afternoon and we're trying to enhance some players and trying to get them playing, we're trying to do the same thing, as Jeff just pointed out, we can do that. Mm-hmm.
7:20 here on TD Green live at Glen Oak. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, and the group that's now running the place here at Glen Oak. PGA Pros, Tim Freeze, and Jeff Midas, thanks for being with us on WGR. More on Glen Oak here in just a moment, but we're going to pause and get ourselves to talking high school golf. The Section 6 Boys Golf Championships were held on Monday at River Oaks on Grand Island, and joining us now on the line is the new Section 6 champion, Ben Spitz from Orchard Park High School. Ben beat Tim, your sweet home Panther, Tyler Edholm.
Yes.
And Niagara Wheatfield's Anthony DeLisanti by two. Spitz shot 113 over a full 18 and then a second 9 as well. So 113 is the winning score for Spitz. Edholm from Sweet Home, DeLisanti from Niagara Wheatfield tied for second. But congratulations to all those that have qualified for states. But we bring Ben in here now to talk about his victory. Ben, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So congratulations, and tell us what it was like there. You were in a big dogfight, and the other two players that I mentioned, I know you guys had all shot 77, so you were tied during that final 9, and Edholm and DeLisanti ends up shooting 38s, and you come through with a very impressive 36 on that last 9 holes to win.
Yes, it was exciting. It was pretty neck and neck the whole time. Right off the bat, I had a couple of 3-putts in the first 3 holes of the third 9. And got the 2 over, so I was already 2 back after 3. I knew I had to make a couple birdies to get back in it. Anthony held it even par through, I think, 6 holes, and I got it back to 1 over after 14 with the birdie, and then we were neck and neck, and he unfortunately 3-putted, and I had a par save from the sand, which put us even going into 17, so that was super exciting. I felt pretty confident the whole day. I started out really bad on the first 18, but on the third nine, even though I started out with two bogeys on the first three, I still felt fairly confident. I knew my swing was in a good place, and it got pretty exciting. I got a little nervous, but at the same time, I was still confident through 17.
Is this your first state team, or is this a repeat visit for you to go to the States?
I snuck in last year. I had a similar situation, except I obviously didn't win it last year. I think, tied 14th after the first 18 when the cut was made, and then played real well on the third nine, thankfully, and snuck in. So it was really exciting.
And are you looking at colleges right now, or what's your plan going forward? Are you hoping to play some college golf?
Yeah, I would love to play some college golf. Of course, I think everybody has this goal, but I'd love to go south. I'm not super worried about the division. I just would really like to have the opportunity to play all year, especially living in Buffalo my whole life, not being able to play 5 months a year.
Ben, congratulations, and I want to ask you about, all right, so going to the seventh, you put the third nine was on the back nine there at River Oaks?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're coming into 17, the par 5 there. I assumed it played for like the par 5 as it does for the members there and how it's set up. So you said you knew you needed to make some birdies there. Is that something where, your mindset, knowing you need to do that, how did you keep within yourself there and not try to overswing and be, too aggressive?
I had a little bit of a scare on 17T. I pulled my tee shot and was flirting with the out of bounds on the left. So I actually ended up hitting a provisional. So that was a little nerve-wracking, but I tried to take a deep breath before every swing just to calm my nerves, make sure I'm keeping everything in check. And luckily I stayed in bounds by about 20 or 30 feet or so. So it wasn't super close, but close enough to get my nerves going again. But then I hit a beautiful hybrid right up next to the green. He got up and down for birdie, whereas Anthony put it in the fairway and then unfortunately flared his a little right into the heather. But from where he was in the heather, he made an incredible par. So we kept it. We were still within one stroke going into 18. So I was still pretty nervous on 18T.
I love. What'd you hit on 18T? Hybrid?
No, I was
driver.
The first 18, I pulled 3-wood. And didn't catch it very well, and had a 5-iron in, and I haven't been super confident in my long irons, so I just basically choked down to the shaft on a driver and really knocked it down to make sure I stayed short. It was a bold play, but I knew that's what I needed to make sure I took a par, and I knew the only way that it could have any chance of going in the water is if somehow my adrenaline got ahead of me, but I just made sure I took a short swing and knocked it down. Capture the water.
I like shot a, maker.
A, that's
I,
right.
Yeah. I like a choke down driver is a bold play. I agree.
Well, Ben, I know your coach Nate Leary is listening, so here's your chance to tell him that you owe all your golf success to him. Go for it. Here.
Coach Leary has been everything for our team. Our Orchard Park turns out a lot of talent. We've had a lot of talent for the past 10 years or so, but a lot, way more of it. Our success basically comes from him. The stuff that he has us doing is honestly probably a D1 college coach equivalent. It's honestly amazing. He hones our skills more than I can't say for sure, but I would say he hones our skills more than any other high school coach in Western New York, maybe even New York. He's a really great coach. He focuses on he analyzes basically the pros and figures out which aspects of their game excel so much compared to the amateur golfers and the college golfers, and he focuses on those skills to make sure we're performing at the highest level that we can, and it's really paid off obviously with the state or with the Orchard Park team itself and each individual player as well. He actually taught me that knockdown shot last spring practicing for states with me and Mitch Smith. I think we went out 3 days in a row where we weren't allowed to hit anything but knockdowns. And at the end of that third day, I was like, geez, coach, just let me hit a full shot at this point. And I was almost frustrated, but, man, I can tell you it definitely paid off.
That's great.
All right, you read that well that he wrote for you. No, that's I'm kidding, Nate.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations. I know you and now eight others go to play Cornell or in at Cornell for the States. Is that next week? Is that when that's at?
Yeah, that we leave for that Friday morning.
Okay.
I believe that's a Robert Trent Jones design, too, right?
You got it.
Well, all good. The finest courses.
That's
are.
Right. Yes. Well, Ben, congratulations again. Good luck and a great season, and go get them at States.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Okay, you got it. Ben Spitz, the Section 6 golf champion. The other eight, we might as well throw those names out there that are going to States as well. A great accomplishment. Tyler Edholm of Sweet Home, Anthony DeLisanti of Niagara Wheatfield, Aiden Shaw of Orchard Park, Mitch Jeff of East Aurora Holland, Zach Boys of Ken West, Andrew Lacongo of East Aurora Holland, Matt Jeff of East Aurora Holland, and Anthony Gulo of Jamestown. Those will be the boys representing Section 6 at States. You know about that Cornell course, Tim?
Yes, I didn't play too well there.
Did you play States there too?
Mm-hmm. Yep, a lot of fun.
That's right. So you know all about what Ben went through playing in this
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of golf professionals that came out of that state championship there. Yeah, they're in and around Central New York, Western New York, Northeastern. Yeah.
Very cool.
Hey, Brian, as we head to a break here, I just want to mention something and send our condolences out to our friend Mark Ritchell and his family. Recently lost his brother, Chris, and some folks, you know, played out of Grand Island a lot around Ritchell. I played golf with him a few times. He passed away a few weeks ago, and just wanted to mention that on the show here, and folks might know him. They're having a tribute golf event on June 4th at River Oaks in Chris's honor. So those who know Mark can reach out to him on that. But I just wanted to – Mark's been a great supporter of the show, a very good friend of mine, and I just wanted to put that out there.
Well said.
Very nice.
That's right. Thoughts with Mark. Okay, time out here from Glen Oak. When we come back, Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Listen up. We are going to have a prize to give away, so be ready to go. Tee to Green from Glen Oak with PGA Pros, Tim Freeze, Jeff Mides, and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us as we enjoy your Memorial Day weekend right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
The new ownership group of Briarwood in Hamburg, Fox Valley in Lancaster, and Tantera in North Tonawanda is proud to present the only private club membership in Buffalo that offers member access and benefits to three privately owned clubs, all within 30 minutes of each other. The prestigious Briarwood Country Club, 15 minutes from downtown Buffalo, offers membership programs catering not only to the avid and casual golfer, but also the non-golfer looking for the private club privileges, including the nostalgic Briarwood Grill Room and Briarwood's famous 12-lane bowling alley. The Fox Valley Country Club you may have known and visited previously is a thing of the past. The new Fox Valley has a fresh new vibe and feel that has their members excited for the golf season. At Fox, they are pushing the boundaries and setting the bar for what the private membership experience should be. The team at Tantera is eager to kick off 2018. With new management, Tantera is determined to provide their members with not only great golf, but also fun, interactive activities and events throughout the year. Contact Ron Zambito at Briarwood, Marie McConnell at Fox, or Don Schneider at Tantera today to find out more about Buffalo's only private club triple play membership.
Innovation begins at a single point. Elements, each with their unique character. Fire forged steel creates unprecedented control. Chemistry delivers a touch so soft, combined to create a level of performance previously unimagined. Like magic, the elixir, the new tour ball. From Encore.
Your body's not invincible. Caring for your mom is an acute reminder of this. I'm Susan Banks, and at Absolute Care, we believe mom can return home if she has it in her. And if it's there, we're going to find it. Our rehab care is designed to get mom healthy and send her home safely, where she'll receive complimentary hot lunches for a month.
There is always a way.
Absolute Care. Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston is getting set to host the 60th annual Porter Cup this summer on Wednesday, July 18th through Saturday, July 21st. The tournament has been host to golf greats like Ben Crenshaw, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson. If your USGA handicap is 3 or less, you can participate in the Porter Cup qualifier on Monday, June 25th at Niagara Falls Country Club. For more information and to register, visit PorterCup.com. And if you want more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, head to NiagaraFallsCC.com.
Listen up, golfers. Here comes the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
7:33 is the time. Welcome back here on a Saturday, beautiful Saturday, at Glen Oak Golf Course here in Amherst. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, along with PGA Pros, Jeff Mitas, and Tim Freeze. We appreciate you being with us. Thanks to Section 6 golfer Ben Spitz from Orchard Park for joining us last segment. He's the champion, and congratulate all those golfers that participated, even beyond the nine total that are heading off to states. A great accomplishment there. You heard it's time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We'll get to that in just one moment, but joining us on the line right now from one of our presenting sponsors at TD Green, it's Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, and Kevin Hofstetter is joining us. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, and happy holiday weekend to you. I know we have you on about once a month or so, but we always have people that still might want to learn a little bit more about Woods to Wedges and what you guys do inside the Whirly Golf Dome. If they haven't been in to see your facility in the last month or so, they might be surprised of what they see. I know that you guys are super proud about the progress and the expansion of what your facility looks like today.
Yes, we've just completed a major renovation. We're able to expand to two private practice so we can leave more settings and lessons inside our facility.
I got to tell you, before you even get in the TrackMan studios, the wall. You guys, we showed it on TD Green TV, and a couple people who watched it said to me, like, that place looked awesome. The wall. Tell everybody about the wall, Kev.
Yes, the wall, as you referred to. So we've got all the components that are shaft and heads, everything we use for fitting, the fitting bag. It is a pretty impressive thing. Over 500 shafts and a couple hundred golf heads, irons, driver heads, and that's used offers into the right shaft, the right head, the right enough. So all our components, the size and the selection is beyond what anyone would see in Western Western, for sure.
Kevin broke up there a little bit. Just to explain to what he's saying. Like, it's 500 shafts on this wall. And
it's illuminated.
Illuminated,
yeah.
With LED lights that change colors, with all the different heads of every manufacturer right there in the middle, separating the 250 shafts up top from the 250 that are down below. And it's mesmerizing. It is just
it's like
awesome.
Golf junkies.
Yeah, and you think about the possibilities that they can put together when you go inside that studio to get you fit exactly. And, you know, Freezer, you know, Jeff, you know what fitting a player means.
Everything, right? Good pair of shoes. It's got to be fit right, and they do it right.
Yeah, you can imagine. Yeah, it makes a big, big difference when you do get fit properly, especially beginners. Sometimes they think they can just get handed down some old clubs from somebody and go out and play with them. It's about the worst thing you can do to them. You're going to make a difficult game more difficult if you're not hitting the proper equipment.
But I always look at this too. If you're gonna go invest in a new driver, and I say invest because it's something you're gonna go out here and make some money at or win some prizes on the golf course, driving the golf ball. And why not go get the information and get fit? You're gonna spend the money anyways. Get fit properly. And Kevin, that's included when you buy a driver, right? When you buy a set of clubs, you buy any club there, right?
Yeah, we do fittings for drivers, irons, fairways, hybrids, and we credit back half of all the fitting fees towards purchase. So we're really interested in not just selling you clubs, but selling you clubs that are going to be the best for your game.
Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. We're going to have a giveaway here from Woods to Wedges coming up in just one moment. Kevin, just why don't you tell us, just tell everybody what that experience is like to come in and be in that new studios. I know even for some that are nervous about hitting in front of others or seeing what the graphics like. Like, you've got these, it all closed off and these private booths and everything. It takes maybe any apprehension away that someone might have. I think it's a phenomenal experience, I think, for anybody that's even interested about seeing data from their own game that maybe they've never gotten a chance to see before.
Certainly. We deal with all levels of players, from aspiring professionals and young college players to, players just taking up the game. And the great thing, like you said, it's all private. And believe us, there's nothing we haven't seen. So you're not gonna have to worry about that. And we're just interested in making everyone, whether they're just new to the game, getting better at the game, or if they've really been playing some really competitive golf. We're just interested in getting everyone to play to their best ability.
That's right. Kevin, before we give away the prize here, can you just let everybody know if they want more information on Woods to Wedges, where they can go, and how they can set things up?
Sure. They can check us out on our website, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. You can also check us out on Facebook or come see us inside the dome.
And, Kevin, I know that you and I have done it, and Kevin and Donna and the staff, just super, super friendly.
You know, not only that, too, if you haven't re-gripped your clubs in a while, bring them over there.
If you haven't done it in the last, calendar year, it's time.
It is time.
Right.
That's more for me. It is time.
Kev, you're like bi-weekly probably.
Yeah, pretty, yeah. You know what? Pretty much. Oily. I got oily hands, oily hands with that. No, they do an awesome job. They really, even if you just bought maybe a driver somewhere else, odds are you don't have it tuned up right. Book a TrackMan session at Woods to Wedges. You go in, they'll get you tuned up right there and make sure you're in the proper equipment. Because, how many guys get a high spin, the ball doesn't release at all. That was me personally, and they fixed that a couple of times with the proper fitting.
Yeah. So. I just recently did the Sam Putt Lab, and I'm putting better now because Kevin's got me with a putter that's better suited for how I putt and my angle and everything.
The right amount of loft.
Yeah, I've noticed that my putting has gotten so much better from that.
With all the analytics we have today, they have it there right for you, and you can take care of it in an hour.
That's right. Kevin, let's give that away. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll give away a TrackMan session. So this is what's going to happen. You're gonna set the appointment. We're going to mail the certificate to you. You're going to call Kevin Hofstetter at Woods to Wedges. You're going to set up an appointment. You're going to bring your sticks with you, and then Kevin will take it away from there. So we're going to give that away. This value is priceless because it's going to improve your game. So we can't really put a value on that, can we?
I can't do that.
No, we can't. You can take some lessons after that. That's also priceless with that. So fifth caller to 803-0550 will win the prize from Woods to Wedges.
Awesome. Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges. It's woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Check him out on Facebook as well, or go on in or see Kevin or Donna, and they'll take care of you great. And, again, fifth caller, 803-0550 for a TrackMan session. Kevin, thanks again. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We appreciate you coming on, and also appreciate your guys' support of Tee to Green.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right, Kevin Hofstetter there. Yeah, we've done that before. I just got my clubs regripped about a month ago with them, and it makes a difference. Yeah. You think the grips you have are fine until you get the new ones on, and then you're like, oh, this
is... Yeah, what have I been missing?
Right. Because the whole time that I had them, and I definitely went too long without getting them regripped, I'm like, yeah, these are fine. I can grip
them. Yeah, how often should you do it?
Yeah. At least every season. I mean, you should at least start the year off with a fresh set of grips. I actually re-grip in the spring, and then I'll re-grip once in the middle of the season, like July or something, get ready for the fall.
Sometimes even if you're going to use your wedges a lot, you're going to miss some greens. What happens is the oils of your hands, it's subconsciously you start gripping it a little tighter. Yep. That will start to shorten up your golf swing. You just want a nice – isn't it nice when you have a nice feeling grip, a brand-new grip? And get the proper width. Sometimes you can put tape underneath, depending on the size of your hand. So it's important.
I see a lot of people going to bigger grips when they actually don't need it.
Correct.
Too, because they think it feels better. But what it does, it'll inhibit wrist tension.
And
there's some bad things that happen. So if you're just putting bigger grips on because you think they feel better, double check yourself there.
I did the
grip fitting.
The tackier one. So as things get wetter, right, you sweat a little more, it grips better. Yeah.
And check your wedges and your drivers, the clubs you hit the most, too. So even if you don't have to do your whole set, if you're chipping a lot, your wedges will get it. You throw them in the grass and stuff like that between shots. And your driver, you'll tend to hit a lot, especially on the range. It seems like everybody just hits drivers. But, so those things you check, and it can make a big difference for you. You don't squeeze it as much.
All right, time for our our West New York PGA Tip of the Week. It's brought to you by the West New York PGA. The West New York PGA has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Well, we talked with the Section 6 golf champ, Ben Spitz. He says he used the knockdown shot. So let's talk about that as our tip of the week. Jeff, we'll start with you. The knockdown shot. What's some of the things that you should be focused on when trying to hit a shot like that?
Well, I worked on my, when I had the college team, we worked on that a lot. It's a key shot to have for anybody who wants to be a competitive golfer. You need to be able to control the flight of your golf ball. If you can't control how high you're hitting the golf ball, you can't control how far you're hitting the golf ball. Typically, a knockdown is a shot where you're going to take some of the spin off and flight the ball lower. So what I'll do if I'm hitting a knockdown, and it's not always into the wind, knockdowns will tend to go straighter because they have less spin. So they'll have less side spin in correlation there. So I'll take the ball, say it's a 7-iron shot, I'll take a 6-iron, maybe even a 5-iron, choke up a little bit, move it back in my stance, and try to get a little bit lean on my left leg so I'm not hanging back behind the ball. The key, though, is not to come down steeply and take a big divot then when you're hitting the knockdown. So you move it back in your stance, but it's still like a shallow strike, and then you want a real abrupt short finish. You don't have a full follow-through. You keep that handle ahead. You rotate through, make sure you keep turning because people tend to pull knockdowns because they'll swing a little bit easier on them. So make sure you turn aggressively through it and kind of shut down your finish. Go to the range and practice hitting it as low as you can. You know, most people just practice hitting it hard and high. Go to the range and take your 6-iron and try to hit it as low as you can. And typically the knockdown, a draw is going to be a little easier to hit as a knockdown, I believe, than a fade. A fade will tend to spin a little bit. So if you're going to hit knockdowns, they'll tend to be a little bit more of a draw shot than a fade shot.
Yeah, I would think that if I challenge anyone out there, I've tried this. So I played 18 holes, and I choked down every club in the round. And you'd be surprised at how consistent you could start to hit it, because when you choke a club down, mm-hmm. you're going to move a little closer to the ball. Right. The shaft becomes a little stiffer. You do take the spin off. It won't launch as high, and you'll have more control, whether it's in the wind or not. Mm-hmm. So a knockdown shot is super useful when maybe your timing's a little off. Maybe you're coming down at a tournament, and it's important to you, and you want to hit some good shots, choke the club just a little bit, move the ball back in your stance a little bit. It gets you more on top of the ball. You take that spin off and play a whole round with that. You'd be surprised. Most people, actually, if you're fit a little for shorter clubs, you'll hit it better anyway. Mm-hmm. Too many people are playing clubs that are a little too long for them. Therefore, a knockdown or a chokedown shot is very appropriate for most golfers to play better.
And it's a great shot for layups. You know, people are laying up on par fives instead of taking a full rip with whatever. Hit a knockdown. Just bunt that ball down the fairway. Make sure you control the flight, and then you control the line of the golf ball a lot better too.
Tip of the week right there, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. If you want to get started with golf or see a golf professional locally, check it out, WesternNewYorkPGA.com. If you've got a son or a daughter that you want to get going with golf, that's the best
or
place
a spouse, Brian.
To get them going. Or a spouse, that's right. Or your mom or your dad or an aunt or an uncle or your friend or whoever. They also do some great work with the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. I know that one of the things we're excited about with our upcoming Duster Challenge here, Kevin, is that we are able to donate some great money to the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. And speaking of the Duster, registration is now open, Kevin. It'll be on August 3rd, a Friday night at Fox Valley Club.
Yes, and this will be I think Nate Leary, the coach of Georgia Park, tweeted out. He goes, I didn't know what I was getting into last year, but it was incredible fun. And that's what – and we want to make it to be a fun event. It is a competition, but it's also fun. So all skill levels are welcome. The idea is to come out and help raise some great money for the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. So sign up, DusterChallenge.com.
We do. Yeah, Tim and I are on that board, and we definitely appreciate it. And we'd love to have people have a little bit more awareness of what that foundation does. So yeah.
DusterChallenge.com is the website, and you'll have a blast. And right now, if you register before the end of June, you're going to get $5 off. So it's $50, but it's $45 right now. And we give you a nice little gift, too.
I know my kids want to work it because they had so much fun being there the last couple times. Just working it. It's fun to be around.
That's right. Before we go to break, our TrackMan winner, Phil Durkin from Lakeview. Congratulations, Phil.
Might want to pack a sandwich for that ride up to Williamsville, but
yeah,
that's all right.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
We'll be emailing you, we'll be mailing you your certificate, and you set it up with Woods to Wedges, so have fun and good luck with that TrackMan fitting. You'll enjoy it. Okay, when we come back, lots to get to. Champions Tour Report. We'll let you know what's going on at the Senior PGA. Our PGA Tour leaderboard this week at the Fort Worth Invitational. Batavia Downs Gaming, Majors Contest Information. We don't have much time left, so be ready.
I'll shut up next week.
When we return
through it all.
Tita Green returns here from Glen Oak with Kevin Sylvester, Tim Freeze, Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here Hope you're having a great start to your holiday weekend right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
The Western New York section PGA of America is your place to find the experts in the business and the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA facilities that are dedicated to helping individuals of all ages get involved in the game of golf. If you're looking for a beginner clinic, a junior tournament, your next match, or if you're interested in getting involved with the PGA Reach Western New York Foundation, contact the Western New York PGA office today. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, PGA Reach Western New York Foundation, and your local PGA professional, visit WNYPGA.com or join the conversation on Twitter at WNYPGA or search Western New York PGA on Facebook. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call Melissa at 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
You can now have your very own putting green at home with a solution from Custom Turf. Custom Turf will design and install a synthetic putting green at your home, allowing you to fine-tune your putting stroke whenever you want. Putting greens from Custom Turf are made to fit your home, indoors or out, to your specifications. You want undulation? Custom Turf can do it. Want several cups? Custom Turf can do that too. And you heard right, Custom Turf can make your man cave the ultimate with an indoor putting green. To learn more, check out their great work at CustomTurf.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Time for our PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult-assisted living.
7:50, welcome back, Tee to Green. We're live at Glen Oak here in Amherst. Thanks for being with us. Hope you're having a great start to your holiday weekend. It is time for our look at the PGA Champions Tour and the Senior PGA in Michigan, place where Tim Freese has played. We'll ask him about it in a moment here. But as we get the top of the leaderboard, Kevin Sutherland and Scott McCarron are tied for the lead. It's a four-round event, a major through two rounds. Sutherland and McCarron are at minus eight, a big group of golfers at minus seven that also includes Jerry Kelly. David Toms is amongst the large group at minus six. Joey Sindelar, minus five. And our West New York PGA pro, Kurt Stauffer, who was able to qualify, unfortunately did not make the cut, but had a much better day two. He actually had a really great opening front nine, and struggled a little on his second nine. But to participate in this event, Tim, I know you did a few years ago, qualifying through how Kirk did. It's really fun to be there and be a part of that event, I'm sure.
Oh, when you see the gallery ropes and the galleries that are out there, and to be part of that, to be inside the ropes and to play, and to try to get your game in a position where that you can, well, I actually appreciated the tour pros and their games that they are the best in the world at what they do, and it shows. And the scores this year are just a little bit higher than they were when I was there. When I was there, the scores were a little lower. The cut is a little different. But Kirk, I'm really interested in finding out, you know, how he did out there, what he felt. But when the wind blows on this golf course, there's some places where it's tough, and we just talked about knockdown shots. But look at the scores here, the 8s and the 7 unders on a really strong golf course that's approaching 7,000 yards for the seniors, and we even moved up some tees, and I tell you, it's a challenge. It's awesome.
That event's at Oak Hill next year, correct?
It is.
Yep.
2019. Very good. Yeah, that'll be fun. So that's going on. That's on NBC this weekend, so if you want to watch the Champions Tour there, the senior PGA event, that'll be on NBC. If you want to watch on CBS, I'm giving like the television lineup here, is the PGA Tour leaderboard. As we get to that now, it's brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel. For all of you watching on our Tee to Green Facebook page, the Donald Ross gear that we're wearing is awesome.
I retweeted it from the at Tee to Green Golf 1. They tweeted out a gift suite they had set up for an invitational this week. Looked awesome. So we're going to do a show from their headquarters later this summer, and I just tweeted back and said, I expect to see that set up for us.
That's right.
When we come in.
Make a demand, Kevin. Don't just
I kind of did. Yeah, I put it public. I'm doing it publicly again. So
no doubt.
John and Rob, no. Great stuff.
So at the Fort Worth Invitational, Justin Rose shot a 64 yesterday. He is at -9. Then we have Emiliano, is it Grillo?
I know Emiliano Grillo.
Grillo. His pronunciation has changed 16 times, correct?
Yeah, you know what? Because he's, everybody thought it was Grillo because he's from Brazil, but he's actually Italian.
Yeah. So Grillo. One shot back at -9. So Rose and Grillo, the defending U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka is tied for third. He is at -7.
He's a monster.
That is a great track, by the way, Colonial Country Club. Oh,
the longest running PGA Tour event at the same course other than majors, and which is Augusta.
The clubhouse is a Ben Hogan museum.
Yeah.
It's they got his office. In the golf shop, they have his office. Quarantine, you just kind of walk in. You know, it's like seeing the presidential museum. And then up in the hallway, they've got his trophy room. Really cool.
That is awesome.
It's a little bigger than my trophy room, I'm thinking.
Slightly.
Just slightly. Ricky Fowler is in 15th, -4. Jordan Spieth is in 23rd at -3. Some of the other more popular, bigger names there. Okay, speaking of the U.S. Open, we mentioned Brooks Koepka is in contention this week. He's the defending champion. This year's U.S. Open will be at Shinnecock Hills in about three and a half weeks or so on Long Island. And with another major approaching.
Are you going?
I'm trying to make arrangements to make that work.
Awesome.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll be here for the show that week or at Shinnecock. Not sure. I'm going to try. Speaking of the major, another major coming up. We're about 3.5 weeks away, which means we're going to start to talk about another Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel Majors Challenge Contest. We ran it for the Masters. We'll be doing it again. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at BrianWGR. I'll be tweeting out the information on how you can participate over the weekend, but we'll tell you right now, right here on our airwaves and on our TD Green Facebook page, that you can send us 3 golfers in terms of who you think, obviously, you'd want to pick first, second, and third. And if you can pull that off, the best entry in terms of money won gets an awesome prize pack to Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, which includes a night in their hotel, which includes a restaurant gift card, which includes free play. We had a winner, of course, from the Masters, one of only 2 entries that had Patrick Reed at the Masters. So you probably have to have the winner if you're going to win. But I'll have all the information out on Twitter at BrianWGR. Look for that tweet over the weekend.
And I did not qualify this year, unfortunately, so if my name's
don't
on
take
there,
Jeff
yeah,
Mattis.
Don't put
the
me
on the there. Only way you wouldn't have the winner is if like a guy like Steve Jones wins the U.S. Open again, right? Or Michael Campbell, right?
Correct. Good pull there, Michael Campbell.
You like that, huh?
Is that Pinehurst?
Pinehurst.
05?
Right.
Pinehurst.
Wow.
Who finished second that year?
Tiger.
Phil. Was it Tiger?
All right. I'm looking that up.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know either.
I'm going to look
that up. I remember him winning.
Talking.
I remember him winning, too, yeah.
Yeah, but that's thank God for Twitter here. Let's see.
Oh, Jason Gore. Is that my
Jason Gore?
Did you like that poll?
Was it?
Come
it
on.
Are you guessing?
I'm just guessing. I'm going to look right now.
He
winner at
P&P. Yeah, that's right. He was close that one year. He's a hot player. He comes in, like, when he gets going, he gets going. He's still out there playing, right?
Yeah, still on the web.com tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he might have the most career
now. You're
points or money on the web.com.
You're going down there today.
Going out to film some stuff today. We're filming a special we did last year also on Channel 2 for Lecom Health Challenge, and we're doing that again. We filmed some stuff this past Monday. They had their media day. Met Dan McCarthy, who's a web.com tour player out of Syracuse, currently in the top 27. Top 25 get their cards for next year, but the top 75 go on to the web.com tour championship with another 25 get their cards for next year. So great to meet that young man. And they've got, you know, it's July 2nd through whatever that Sunday is, 7th maybe of July, and July 3rd is the Pro-Am. But on July 2nd, you know, Encore Golf, friends at Encore are putting on a junior Pro-Am. So what a cool thing for your kids to do, a nine-hole Pro-Am with pros down there peeking.
That's right.
That
Jason month. Gore was involved, by the way, in that, but he fell off on Sunday. The finishing
can
scores.
Can I guess? So was Campbell and
one of us said it. By the way, I'll take credit.
Oh, really?
I said it.
Tiger. Oh, it was Tiger. Wow.
Campbell was even at Pinehurst. The only golfer not over par. Woods was in second, plus two.
Huh.
And then Sergio, Tim Clark, and Mark Hensby were five over. So it's really between Campbell and Woods. I don't feel like I remember.
I don't remember any duel.
There was no duel there. I feel like we would have remembered that, unless Campbell just kind of.
I thought Campbell had a big lead.
He must have had a big lead.
Tiger put a charge on. It must have been, but
they both shot final round 69s, so they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't remember that.
More
that
people
open
remember
more so
the,
than others.
Yeah, they remember Payne Stewart, Phil Mickelson.
Right. I remember
99,
04, the last Shinnecock time at the U.S. Open.
Mickelson.
Goosen over Mickelson.
Right.
That was with the problem on the putting greens a couple times.
Yeah.
There.
And the par 3 number 7, I remember, because I was there in 04, they were hosing in between groups.
Yes.
As actual live rounds were going on, they were hosing, because guys were hitting dead center of the green, and the ball would not hold.
My early pick's Jimmy Walker.
Oh, Jimmy Walker.
That's my early pick.
3.5 weeks out, you're picking Walker.
I'm picking
All
Jimmy
right.
Walker.
We'll hold you to it. That's fine.
Well, I'm not saying I reserve the right to change my mind.
I understand.
Okay.
But you're locking in Walker from the rest
I'm rooting for Phil. I want to see Phil get
He finished in second.
There. I want to see him get the career Grand Slam.
That would be fun.
But he's kind of falling off here.
He's resting, preparing himself.
Well, I hope so.
Pacing.
Maybe he'll go with the short sleeve shirt and not the long sleeve.
Yes, please do that.
I should have got a Donald Ross long sleeve shirt because I have one of those, and they are great stretchy fabric. But whatever. He's got to deal with somebody else. Okay.
Before we go here, I want to thank everybody at Glen Oak for, as always, giving us the warm hospitality. We'll be back here for U.S. Open week for our 2-hour show.
Yep.
Tim, you want the last word here?
Hey, come on out and enjoy Glen Oak. We're really having some fun here, and one day we're going to have some lights on the driving range, and we really are enhancing. Look at that. Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Threw that in there right at the end.
And sure, a keg. Lights in a keg.
Oh, sure, and some music. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Congrats
Thanks for coming out.
For being here at Glen Oak, too. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. Everyone, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Tee to Green will be up in the on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll tweet it out as well, and we want to thank again our guests for joining us, Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges, Ben Spitz from Orchard Park Golf, and for all of you for listening, enjoy your holiday weekend. Talk to you next Saturday at 7 o'clock. For Kevin Sylvester, Tim Freeze, Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer, our producer back in our Amherst studios. Enjoy your weekend right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.